Part 2. Questions 9 to 20. In this part, you will hear three conversations. There are four questions for each conversation. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You will hear the conversations only once. Questions 9 to 12.
John has applied to train as a teacher and is being interviewed. In this stage of the interview, the interviewer will discuss John's previous studies and work experiences.
Hello. Come in and take a seat. You are John Evans?
Yes, I am.
Well, as I'm sure you're aware, the purpose of this part of the interview is to go over your CV and talk a little further about your previous studies and experiences.
Yes.
So, your first degree was in French, of course.
Yes, with a minor in film studies.
An interesting combination. Mostly French films, presumably?
Well, European cinema in general, but with a bias towards French cinema.
Ah, and your degree took 4 years?
Yes. In the third year, I was an exchange student at Bruges University in Belgium. I was there for a full academic year, 9 months.
Right. Well, you graduated 2 years ago, and then you, you took some time out, as it were.
Yes, I spent 6 months as a volunteer working on restoring historic buildings in France.
Was that with a well-known organisation?
They're called Restoration Vacations here, but they operate under different names in several countries. I think they're quite well-known.
So, it was a six-month vacation, really?
No, I went for a week, but really liked it, and I got asked to stay on as a translator. Because I could speak French quite well, it was my job to liaise between the owners of the buildings and the English-speaking volunteers.
That must have been a very enjoyable experience.
Well, it was certainly a very enjoyable experience to begin with, but after the first 3 months or so, I actually got a bit bored. I was talking about the same things every day. Bricks, cement, window frames, that kind of thing. It wasn't really stretching my French. Also, I wasn't getting paid, just free accommodation and food, plus some pocket money.
I see.
Questions 13 to 16.
You will hear a conversation between Matthew and his mother.
Bye, Mum. See you later.
How are you getting to college? It's already 8:55. You've missed the bus. Are you going to walk?
No. I'm borrowing your car, remember?
Oh, Matthew. I need it today. If you want to borrow the car, you need to ask me several days before. Sorry. You're going to have to walk. It just isn't convenient today.
But I did ask you. We talked about it last week. Don't you remember? I've promised to help Alan move all his books and things after my lecture today. He's moving to a new flat and his car's broken down. I've got to help him move his things. He can't stay in the old flat after today. I promised him.
All right. Of course you must keep your promise. I remember now, you did tell me, but I thought you said next Wednesday. You said the 9th. And that's next week when I'm in Birmingham for a meeting, so I shan't need the car.
I didn't ask for it next Wednesday. I've got an exam next Wednesday. I can't help Alan when I'm doing an exam, can I?
No, I suppose not. Well, I expect you're right. I didn't write it down, so it's my fault. Next time, we must both write it down and make sure we write down the same date.
OK. So, can I have it today? I need to go or I'll miss my lecture.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I need to be at work in half an hour.
Well, I'll give you a lift there on my way to college. How about that?
I suppose I haven't got much choice. Come on, then.
Questions 17 to 20.
You will hear a conversation between a boy, John, and a girl, Louise.
John!
Oh, Louise, hi.
I've just arrived for my singing lesson with Mrs. Thompson. What are you doing here?
I've come for a singing lesson too.
Well, if it's a secret, I won't tell anyone.
It's okay, Louise. I'm going to be in a musical show, so everyone will know soon.
Really? But can you actually sing then?
Well, I was taught to sing at school, you know. But now I'm in the show, I thought I'd better have a few more lessons.
Good idea. What do you think of Mrs. Thompson? She's really strict, isn't she?
She is, but I think if you want to sing properly, then she's the best teacher. You don't have to like her to see that she's really brilliant.
Oh, I suppose so. It's just that she makes me feel so nervous. How did you get chosen for the show?
Well, I went to see a few musical shows before Christmas. I don't know why, because I'd never really liked them before. And I thought, I'd like to do that. So I tried for a part in the show at the Regent Theatre and got it.
Well done. So have you actually done a show yet?
Yes, we've done a practice show just for family and friends.
So how did you feel?
Well, when we'd finished, I wanted to cry because I was so delighted that I'd actually got through it without making any big mistakes.
But did people like it?
Yes, they did. And it was great to have an audience.
I would love to be able to sing and have everybody listen and clap.
It's quite hard to do a musical show, actually. You have to dance as well as sing. It's hard work to get it right.
Oh, I wouldn't be keen on that. I'm only a singer, really. When does the show open?
On the 9th of October. Would you like a couple of free tickets?
Oh, yes, thanks.
That is the end of part 2.